Kennedy Malloy Catch-Up Podcast means you can take the show with you anywhere. Secure your financial future with Lucraft Super, putting members first since 1978. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au/changingjobs. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Monday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello Jane Kennedy.
Hello Mick Malloy.
Hello Dangerous Dave.
G'day Mickey, g'day Jane.
Here we go. It's working.
It is the first show in a bold new era of self-isolation. The three leading protagonists of the show today are all recorded from different parts of the world. I'm in Miami.
Oh, Jane, you wish you were in Miami. Yep. I wish I was in Paris.
Oh, good Lord. Remember those days when you could travel the world freely, enjoy other countries and cultures? Now I'm sitting in my own filth. Hey, Dave, where are you, mate?
I am in the studio, so I am here on my own. I've got the buttons in front of me. I've disinfected everything. I've wiped everything down, so it's hygienic.
Are you in a bubble?
Yeah, it literally is a glass bubble. That's it. I'm looking out. I've got no one here.
Okay, that said, we just felt we needed to do all we can to entertain you, the living, breathing people of Australia, in these difficult times. So that's what we're going to do. And we're going to start, as usual, with Apocalypse Wash. We're going to ask, what are you doing while self-isolating?
Well, we are. And we must be classified as an essential service as well, Mick, don't you think?
I think so.
Officially.
Well, I would have thought so.
Well, a French man has run a marathon in isolation. Go figure. How does he do that? I'm fascinated. Bunnings.
Why would he do that?
Yeah, exactly.
Bunnings is selling out of. Everyone's gone mad. They decided it's time for a bit of DIY.
We'll get God to the bottom us. Of that. We're also going to look at the ramifications of our Prime Minister's announcement last night that all bars, clubs, restaurants close. No. What is an idiot like me supposed to do? I'll be dead in a week.
Yep.
Okay, but this is the deal. We're going to ask, too, how are you entertaining yourself at home? That'll be fun.
That's true. We have a lot of celebrities decide to sing and encourage people to wash their hands. And it's all very tragic, actually. I think it's worse than being diagnosed with getting coronavirus to have to listen to some of these people. Hello, Madonna. I'm speaking about you. We're going to play them for you.
Yeah.
Yes, they're very entertaining.
The Song Whisperer will be up and running. And look, we'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. We may, and we're going to try, and be in contact with the Federal Minister for Government Services, Stuart Robert, whose phone must be ringing off the hook as people, quite rightly, around this country who are losing their jobs or being laid off are panicking and trying to access these services made available by the government, we should point out. So we should try and do our best to explain clearly and concisely how people, many doing this for the first time, access all these facilities.
And I think he will have to also calm people because the MyGov website crashed. Mm. There's massive queues outside all the Centrelink, so we just have to sort that out as well.
The queues stay 1.5 metres apart.
Away from each other.
There's so much going on, and social distancing seems to be the one that they're really trying to get everyone to do. I think the basis of all the bans in these public areas and meeting places is designed because people, believe it or not, we're not taking public distancing that seriously. And
well,
the
it's
rules.
Just if we reminisce about Bondi Beach, can you believe that image? Can you believe that went around the world? It's so embarrassing, and hence now everything's shut down.
Yeah.
And Jane, you brought something to my attention which I hadn't heard. I'd heard today that the Olympic organisers are suggesting the Olympics won't go on. But I had no idea. This must have sneaked through the announcement last night. But tell us what the Prime Minister actually said.
Well, he said that the Australian team cannot go to Tokyo. At this stage, and under the present rules that are existing, they can't. But he's suggesting that in July they cannot go. So
I just felt sick for all those people. We'll talk about that what it means.
And how are you going? What are you doing at home? What's your situation?
Well, I'm seriously cooked here. I'm at home. I don't know. It's not my strong suit.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. Have you got any food?
Yeah.
I'm very concerned. So, what have you got?
Do you know what, Jane? I realised this for the first time. I don't have a freezer. I did not know that.
I could have told you that when I've been to try and get a rosé and get some ice in it at your joint.
That's right.
So you've got a fridge but no freezer.
No, he's got no freezer.
I've got two fridges and I've got a whole beer fridge, which thankfully, thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank God.
But I don't have the ability to freeze anything. So anyway, on the weekend, I thought I was with my boys and I went, you know what, boys? And they were asking me all these questions about coronavirus and they're a bit unsure. And
we don't want them to be terrified.
No, that's right.
But I don't want them to be terrified. And a lot of the news, I'll be watching the news and I can see them watching it out of the corner of their eye.
Don't let them watch.
So I tried to explain as much as I could to them, and I said, look, there's a chance we may be locked down for 14 days. I said, here's what we're going to do, boys. Let's go down to Coles. And I didn't use the term panic buy, but I said, let's buy as much as we can, stuff that we will need if we didn't come out of the house for 2 weeks. And they went, okay, Dad. Ran around, came back with two large bottles of flavoured milk, an Easter egg, and a loaf of bread. And I went, well done, boys.
Well, they take after their dad. That's what you have normally.
Yeah.
I didn't. That's your normal fridge content. What have you been doing? Because you've got a full house, yeah?
Well, I was up at the crack of dawn because I did have to make sure that everybody still got up. We've still got school. I've got four high school students, Mick, here. I've got one VCE or HSC student. Mm. I've got a year 10. I've got a couple of year 8s. It was business as usual, except they could wear civvies.
Oh.
They got to sleep in half an hour later because they didn't have to catch public transport to get to school. So they loved a bit of a sleep in. Then
you'll struggle to get them back to school, I reckon.
Oh, I know. Showered and dressed. Yummy breakfast. They all quiet in all four different spots around the house. It was like a library. They've all got their headphones on and they're doing it like we're doing it via online to their teachers. Also, recess comes, out they go, bit of basketball. They will not want to go back to school because it's fun.
Did you find anyone smoking out the back? Yeah.
Well, hey, that was me.
Did you or did you not say you were up at 6 o'clock this morning?
Yes.
Making banana bread?
I made banana muffins because I don't even like them, but there was bananas in the bowl going black and I thought I can't throw them out in these times. So I made them. So the boys got up to the smell of freshly baked banana muffins. I'll send you a picture if you want. They looked yummy.
Wow, you are there.
Life is crazy. So they've just finished school now. So they're just sort of mucking around. But I've got this until Friday.
Well, good luck with that. Now, we've got a full show and we're going to run through every aspect of what most people are feeling at the moment.
Yeah.
But, Jane, there's some news that has affected you possibly more than me. But you wanted to table it.
Well, this is the bottle shop's closing.
No. I love the way your mind works.
We're talking about the musical passing on the weekend.
The passing of a certain musical giant.
Oh, sorry.
You've gone straight to bottle shops.
That has happened as well as the passing of the great Kenny Rogers. Of course, Wiz. Just one of the greats
of all
time.
What's your connection?
Yeah.
Well, I used to work at a music station that played both kinds of music, country and western. And I have an unusual knowledge of country music lyrics because I played a lot. And for some reason, I was the only girl that worked at the radio station. Kenny Rogers was in town and they used to give keys to the city of whatever people were in. I gave Kenny Rogers the keys to the city of Melbourne. It was a giant key. You know, like those big 20 keys.
Yeah.
It was like a big check. It was
a
big key.
Super cool.
And somewhere I've got a photo of me, very overweight, looking at bigger than Kenny Rogers, giving him the key to the city. And with that in mind, what is a great, you know. Well, we've got a bit of a montage, haven't we?
Yeah, you'd want to have a listen to some of the...
You do that.
Some of the classics of Kenny. And she believes in me. I'll never know just what she sees in me. This favourite.
This is my karaoke song.
Of course it is.
I've done this at karaoke.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, don't sing.
And the great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's as good. good as it gets.
It is.
A lot of people play that at their funeral, including Kerry Packer. That was played at Kerry Packer's funeral, The Gambler.
When so I think Kenny Rogers, you know what I think of?
Mm. What?
He was a chicken czar.
Was he?
Remember I didn't know that.
Kenny Rogers had chicken shops all over the joint.
Really?
He did. It was quite famous. There was a famous
case.
Incredible. Someone sued Kenny Rogers because of a flashing neon sign. It was a Kenny Rogers chicken sign. That was the subject of a Seinfeld episode.
Yeah.
Good
Kenny
Lord.
Rogers, look it up, had his own chicken. It goes Colonel Sanders for me. Yeah. And then down a little bit, but Kenny Rogers coming second.
Wow, so, that's wonderful. Well,
Great, one of the greats of the chicken industry.
And the greats of the country music scene, we thought, we're going to play the whole song. Jeez. Here is The Gambler.
How good.
We're going crazy on Triple M.
Kenny Rogers. Thanks to Lucre of Super.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
Kennedy Malloy's Apocalypse Watch.
Ooh, well, scary. The fact we're playing Kenny Rogers could be a sign of the apocalypse. I did not know that, Jane Kennedy. That was Kerry Packer played that.
Yeah.
At his funeral, yes. Eddie McGuire said that this morning on radio.
Is that right? Do you know what? He was a huge gambler. He was what was known in the business as a whale, and a whale by definition means he can, if the night goes well for him, walk out owning this casino.
Wow.
And so everyone used to knew when he was coming to town. I used to, the larger than life stories about him and his gambling. Seriously, he famously tossed a Texan once for his, who asked him how much money it was worth, and the Texan told him, he goes, I own a royal ranch somewhere others. And Kenny Packer pulled out a coin and said, I'll toss you for it.
Wow.
No.
Pulled out that coin because he thought the Texan was showing off and it was probably worth about a tenth of what Packer's is worth. But we did love him in that regard anyway, as a larger-than-life Aussie character.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it. We're self-isolating today. It seems to be in the wake of the Prime Minister's groundbreaking speech last night. It's a concerted effort to keep people at home. They want us at home. All the science supports us being at home. And whether you like it or not, you're going to be spending anything that's non-essential. They're going to come for you. I heard today that in the state of Victoria, they'll have 500 policemen dedicated to walking around town, making sure that you are observing everything they're bringing into play, which is social distancing, essential travel and the like. So as
enough, Mick, I saw on Instagram today my mate Rebecca Gibney, who is an actress, she got on the last flight from Sydney to Auckland. There was only three passengers and seven crew on board. The plane was totally empty. She's got home. She's in isolation and she's put up a photo today of a cop at her door. The next day, boom, he's there to check that she's home.
Wow. And there it is.
So expect that. That's what you have to have.
So 133353, what we want to know is, given the new world order and you're at home, people are going to extraordinary lengths to maintain different aspects of their lives or keep themselves busy or work on a project. And we'd like to hear how you intend to pass the time while locked up. Jane, you mentioned on the way in, the marathon runner.
Oh, this is incredible.
On a 7-metre balcony during French lockdown, Alicia Nukomovitz wanted to pay tribute to medics and show it's possible to stay fit at home. In the age of COVID-19 confinement, has figured out a way to keep occupied by running a marathon on his balcony, on a running machine.
Back and forth. He never left his balcony. That's the 42.2 Ks for your marathon.
Wow.
Not even a half marathon. He did the whole thing.
And in every hour, did someone run up and give him a water and a paper cup?
He said...
Did he get a ribbon at the end?
No, but it did take him 6 hours. He got nauseous and he worried the neighbours would complain about the pounding of the footsteps.
Dizzy, nauseous and sweaty. They're all the symptoms for coronavirus, by the way.
They are, that's true. I hope he didn't poo because that's sometimes what happens when you go running, doesn't it? But I think he managed. Okay. He said he got drinks and M&Ms from his girlfriend.
She's a keeper.
Yeah, she's a keeper. You know, that's amazing.
I find this story interesting because, you know, I went completely the other direction. When I was holed up in-house for one day, I famously took 43 steps. That was my in a day.
43 steps.
Which, as we worked out, is two rounds from the kitchen to the bathroom to the beer fridge. 43 steps.
With the remote in your hand.
What else?
Remote for weights. Yeah, well, this one worries me. Netflix has cut the European speed to ease net use, and I'm very, very concerned they're going to do the same here in Australia because that would be horrifying.
Is that to, manage the load or...?
Yes, I think because it's to reduce the traffic. Because of the bandwidth streaming, it's just going to completely blow up, I think, is what's going to happen. So they've had to just slow Netflix. I think all of the servers are going to be slowed over the time. So YouTube, Amazon... They're saying, everybody, please just calm down and stop watching. Well, I think we're a bit sick of being told to calm down and stop doing things. We're trying to watch
the
telly.
Farm. So Bunnings is there's a big rush on Bunnings as
Yeah,
well,
this
we
is a, this
out.
Is incredible. Shoppers have emptied the shelves of paint, home improvement, and garden items.
And what are they doing? So they're going to go home and work on the project and do stuff around the house that they haven't done for ages.
Well, this is one of the concerning things. They might not die of coronavirus, but they might die falling off a ladder.
That's unsafe.
This is going to be, you are going to see so many people presenting themselves at hospital. They've got a sore or something. They've struck their hand with a stapling gun, something like that. But they're thinking, what can we do in this downtime?
Dave, can you find the current affair promo for telling men not to climb ladders without a helmet? It's still my funniest bit of home. Do-it-yourself advice. I've heard Merrin's on the line. Merrin, what are you going to do while you all hold up?
Oh, myself? Well, I've had to go into self-isolation because my husband has emphysema, so we have to go into isolation anyway. I have what my kids like to term my little craft cave. In it, I have... I have my sewing machines. I have my painting corner because I like to paint. I also have my corner where I keep all my wool because I like to crochet. And then I like to do what I call denim art. So I make artworks out of cut-up denim jeans. I have that corner. And then
just
in the
like
middle,
you,
Mick.
You've got one of those rooms, haven't you?
Yes. And then I have a corner where, a bit where I just have all my other craft stuff that I like to do.
Merrin, here's a tip. Do what I plan to do. Make a suit out of human skin in the basement. It's time-consuming. It makes fun. Hey, Dave, why don't we give what are we calling it?
The stimulus package? The Kennedy Malloy
stimulus package.
That'll sort you out.
Nice.
You got your Netflix,
good on you, Merrin.
KO,
that's great.
Uber Eats.
What about Matt? Should we find out what, good on you.
We'll help
find
you
out what Matt's up to.
Hey, Matt,
what you doing?
Well, I've gone old school, and I bought myself a Wii.
Oh, yeah, the Wii.
A Nintendo Wii.
Wow, okay. How much you pay for that? Well, you'd probably get
a old school,
good
bargain
for that, couldn't you?
The games are only $2.
But don't you need someone to play those games with, like tennis or bowls or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, are you self-isolating or not?
Of course I am, but I can do it by myself, like most things.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's
all
a good idea. People are thinking of ideas, things to do.
Hey,
all right.
We need to
have you
take
got
a
other
break.
Things? Yeah, give us a call. What are you up to? What are you trying to amuse yourself by doing in this coronavirus time?
Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Heartbreaking queues around the block in some instances.
Outside Centrelink offices around the country.
Kind of depression-era images on our streets today.
The MyGov website has crashed and Australians are trying to access government services such as Centrelink online.
People out of work have already been laid off or had their hours cut way down in the last 24 to 48 hours.
As the virus spreads, and it will, governments around Australia will not be complacent and may need and are likely to need to impose further restrictions on our daily lives.
Okay, so there is a fair bit of confusion and fear out there in the community. Some people who've never accessed services like Centrelink, Medicare or child support are now going into the system to do this. On the line, we have the Federal Minister for Government Services, Stuart Robert. Minister, thanks for joining us. Can you just straight off the bat tell us what the message is that your office wants to get out to people all around Australia?
Well, the key message is it's a difficult time for Australians, and many, many thousands of Australians who've never, ever sought government assistance are now seeking it. And the National Cabinet made decisions last night, as did state governments, that, of course, see many Australians wake up and to urgently seek assistance. The key message is assistance is available. Safety net is available right now. People should go online first to MyGov or to the phone in terms of our call centre. But don't be concerned if there are delays and you can't get through. From tomorrow on MyGov, you'll be able to do an intent to claim, which means just let us know you intend to claim, which means if you end up claiming in a week or two's time, it'll be backdated from today. That way, no Australian will be disadvantaged.
All right, Minister, what is the supplement that you are providing for people?
So right now, anyone who, of course, finds themselves out of work can apply for the Job Seeker payment, which we know is $570 for singles. From the 27th of April, that will go up by $550, so well over $1,100. And if you are on a payment between the 12th of March and the 13th of April, you'll also get the further $750 payment, which will be going out from the 31st of March.
All right.
Now, if you're already receiving welfare payments, you don't actually have to change anything, do you? If you're already in the system, is it just for
Correct.
People who are trying to access the system for the first time?
That's right. If you're already on a job seeker payment and what used to be called New Start, colloquially the dole if we reach back many decades, change to job seeker payment, you don't have to do anything. The $750 will be paid to you automatically from the 31st of March, and the extra $550 per fortnight, ostensibly doubling your payment, if you like, will occur automatically. You don't have to do anything.
And what kind of proof will you have to bring with you along to show that you really need to have this support?
We're in a really interesting position where I've got to go and vote in the House. So I'm going to go and vote, and I'm going to give you a call back.
All right, that's a good idea. Well, thank you.
We're voting on the payments that we're talking about right now. So I should go and do that so Australians can get those payments. I'm going to call you back.
Yeah, you'll be excused.
If you make a speech, mention me.
Thank you, Stuart. Thank you, Minister.
You know what? He couldn't handle my hard line of questions.
No, that's right. He wilted.
He knew he was in mano a mano with one of the mental giants who knows his way, trust me, from a very early age, how to get a Centrelink benefit.
Yeah.
Say, Mick, it's a big sense of people have a lot of pride and also people who have never done that before.
Absolutely.
I think we'll be hesitating, but don't hesitate.
No, not at all.
Because
if it's not you, you know someone who's doing this for the first time. I look across my wide list of friends and friendship groups, and I know a lot of people whose lives have, if not destroyed, have been tipped upside down. People who for the first time are having to look at things or look at the world with a completely different set of eyes. Mm. And there's a range of emotions that are going on. And we talk about being in all of this together, but I think this is a time when you really do need to support people you know, people who are frightened out of their depth or overwhelmed right now. Mm. You will know someone, and the greatest thing in the world you could do is figuratively put an arm around those people let them know that they're not
and
alone.
And also, you know, the government's stepping in. It's made a hardcore decision. It wants to help people. Don't feel ashamed. Don't feel embarrassed. Mm. Don't hesitate and go out and do it because,
good advice.
Everybody understands what's happening. It is a safety net.
The sign of a civilized society is how they look after the most vulnerable members of that society. And where we are right now is the time to show your community, the people around you, what a good bunch we are as Australians, and we're going to get around and get the job done.
You bet. Yeah. Hey, you can keep those calls coming through, by the way, 133353. We've got the Song Whisperer coming up a little later. $1,000 Flight Centre voucher to give away. So there you go. That got Adam Rosenbach's coming up in the second hour. Lot to get through. It's a Monday.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
All around Australia and on the smart speaker as well, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
We are still in the middle of Apocalypse Watch, and we're looking at how your life is to be lived under the New World Order. And how to survive really involves two aspects, food and drink. And there's a bit going on. And in the PM's announcement last night, the big bombshell was the change to the way we lived our lives in regard to food, drink and alcohol. Have a listen.
Stage one for gatherings in the following facilities to be closed as of midday. Registered and licensed clubs. Licensed premises in hotels and pubs. Entertainment venues and cinemas, casinos and nightclubs. Restaurants and cafes will be restricted to takeaway only. Indoor sporting venues, places of worship. And I am deeply regretful that those workers and those business owners who will be impacted by this decision, but a necessary one in the view of the Premiers and Chief Ministers and myself, to ensure that we can control the spread of this virus.
In a later part of that speech, Jane, he did say, under questioning, that the bottle shop was considered an off-licence and under
the
that
Act,
sidebar,
and it's
no, it's still open. And that's when I burst into tears on the couch, dropped
with
to
joy.
My knees, looked to the heavens and went, thank you, Lord.
I did say, I don't care about the toilet paper. Are we going to get more wine
right.
in this house? And Australia did panic yesterday. For example, all the Dan Murphy stores, people flooded. There were queues. But bottle shops are slated to remain open nationwide for now at least. So you can chill out there. Here's some frightening news, though. McDonald's is set to close restaurants in the UK and Ireland on Monday. Macca's.
For what reason?
Got to be the first. Because they are concerned about to protect the safety of their employees and the customers. And so stand by. Also, Nando's announced
if they're really concerned about the safety of their customers, they'd stop serving those hot apple pies. Seriously.
They burn, don't they?
Get them down. Forensics.
They do burn.
Wow, that's big news. Yeah. That's a big franchise being taken down.
I don't want to panic everyone yet. That is in the UK and Ireland, not in Australia yet. But stand by for
who made?
Like this,
hey, can I ask who made that announcement? Was it Mayor McCheese?
Lion Australia has held talks with the state government to ensure that there is still a beer supply. I heard a crazy rumour that there was only enough beer in the country for 3 months. Did you hear this, Mick?
I'll be back in a sec.
Sorry, I don't mean to shock you.
I don't know. In fact, I must find out what's happening at my own brewery. Brick Lane. As I said, I haven't been consulted, so I presume we're brewing 24 hours a day.
Well, speaking of that crazy concepts too, did you also hear that, you know how Shane Warne has a gin that he is now involved in? It's a gin company.
Right.
They're
yeah,
now
right.
making hands.
It's called 23 or something, isn't it?
Yep. That's right. They've stopped production of gin.
Yep.
Yeah. They are now making hand sanitizer because
they have
a distillery, so they're able to do that. Isn't that interesting and innovative? And it'll probably make him a lot of money
as
they do.
I don't know. It's like Paul Newman's like sauce. Is Shane Warne's hand sanitizer? I'm not sure if he's the guy who's sending the right message.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Well, now what about this? And there's some other people who might be the non-drinkers out there. Let's look out after them for a minute. That's a big one on the cafes because I know a couple of people, including our own producer, Jay Mueller, who was apoplectic on Friday with the idea that his local cafe might shut. But the news is they are allowed to stay open for takeaway.
Yes, that's true.
I know a lot of them are moving their tables out of the restaurants so that no one feels they can sit there and wait. But you can, if you've got a favourite coffee shop or a heart starter in the morning, they are still open for business.
You've got to support your local business. I went down to my bakery, down to Ned's, and we got some bread. Just load up a bit. I'm not saying load up. Don't call up, please. I mean, buy quite a few loaves if you can. And help out all the small businesses. Yeah. Also, restaurants around Australia, some of the most famous restaurants in the country are now doing home-delivered food.
Home-delivered food, so get on board. And here is the only bit of good news, apart from bottle shops staying open. Which was a somber moment for the nation. But this is a bit of news I held on to. all gyms to be closed. Yes! Welcome to my world, you fatties. You are cooked. I will be. Well, I'll be a supermodel within 3 months.
Well, stand by because I got interesting news about Chris Hemsworth and his gym. So that's right, in a bit of celebrity news coming up.
133353, give us a call on anything that you want to discuss regarding the new world order.
Yeah, we want to chat. We're here to talk to you all.
Kennedy Malloy.
Correct.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Song Whisperer is coming up soon. Adam Rosenbach's to join us in the second hour as well. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy here. Kennedy Malloy.
I guess when celebrities are also in the same position as all of us, and they're also in isolation, it's pretty interesting. Yes. And if you follow Instagram or Twitter, you can see them, and some are being absolute dicks and others are being interesting. Sure. But I'll say that Chris Hemsworth, who is a pretty sporty, well-built guy, runs a bit of a online gym membership thing that's going. He's made a very nice offer to many people. Do you want to have a listen what he's going to offer for
sure.
them?
Let's go.
A lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, a lot of uncertainty in the world at the moment. You're probably stuck at home. So I wanted to give everybody full access for free to my fitness app for the next 6 weeks. This app was designed to give people an opportunity to access the team that have had a profoundly positive impact on my life. So in times like this, when there's a lot of uncertainty running through your head, a lot of questions, I find it's even more important than usual to concentrate on your movement, your physical activity, your exercise, your nutrition, what you put in your body, what we eat, and also our mental fitness, our mental game. So check it out, stay positive, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, so, Nick, did you hear that?
I did. And look, and I'm just rejoicing that gyms are closing, and that's why this app, and being free, would be a very good one for you to access. And for girls, because I've seen this app now, girls in particular, if you just want to see, if you don't even want to do the exercise, just want to see Chris Hemsworth with his top off in the gym lifting
for a really long time.
for a really long time, if nothing else, to help pass the time while you self isolate and you know, self whatever else you need to do. Have a good look at Thor as he goes about the business.
And he doesn't even speak a lot, which is even better.
He's
doing what he does with his muscles.
You can't miss. Share it. You could do it. I might release an app, a workout app.
So yours, how many steps was it?
43 steps in
43 steps by Mick Malloy. We're going to put that
on the
T-shirt.
And I'm going to do a home video workout tape.
Yeah, you should.
To Cohen music. Mate, I'm going to be in a hammock.
That was what you were going to do.
Let's say Leonard Cohen. To Leonard Cohen.
Really motivating.
That'll be uplifting.
well, there won't be much exercise going on.
I wouldn't think so. Hey, look, very we like hearing from...
5353, if you want to contribute. Yeah. Sheridan, what do you got?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, guys, hello. I'm talking to you from my bunker. Because my husband is driving me mad. Divorce lawyers are going to make a killing out of this at the end. No, he's lost his job, unfortunately. But so many things to do, but he's not doing anything. And I think he could set your record, Mickey, by taking 43 steps.
So it's a double whammy for you too, because he's home when he would normally be at work, and everything a man or most men or some men want to do is watch sport on TV. And it's all been cancelled.
He loves his sport. He's devastated over the AFL and the NRL and all these... Or in the cricket especially, but
is he going to have to watch Married at First Sight now, Sheridan, with you?
Well, I'll introduce him to my movie collection.
Sheridan, can I come round too? What's happening up there?
He just loves his sport, and he's like, oh, you could do this, you could do that, but at the moment he's sunbaking outside and he's got a tan line around his
Sheridan,
mask.
Sheridan, are you whispering so he doesn't hear that you're on the phone?
I'm in another room.
Hey, Dave, this has got stimulus package written all over it.
It's got KO all over it.
Stimulus something.
So we can give you maybe a Netflix package or a KO package to the tune of $100.
Or Uber Eats, are we doing those?
But we need to help her out with some entertainment specifically.
Yeah,
well,
that's
true. Here.
You're right.
We've got to get your husband up and running. What about, is he handy around the home? Will he do any projects?
No.
That was way too fast to answer that.
I know. It's only the two of us, so it's not like it's any lot of one room to the next. It's like, I'm a corona, get me out of here.
All right. We've got more calls, guys, and we're going to take them after the break. Yeah. But on the home on the do-it-yourself front, we just want to go quickly playing a clip from last year, I believe. Is it Father's Day? It's around Father's Day, Jane. When dads always attempt stuff they get home improvement opportunities and they get it wrong. Here's a clip. I think it was from a current affair, one of the news services last year. Be careful, guys.
Summer is a peak period for domestic ladder falls, as typically older men prepare the house for the festive season. Doctors are urging all to wear helmets when working from heights. Anti-slip devices can also help. A second pair of hands is always advised.
Helmets on men up ladders. That's the apocalypse. Watch 133353. Give us calls, guys.
You
what's
got
going
on? Song Whisperer coming up.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane, the Song Whisperer.
Song Whisperer time. Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
All right. And who's the Song Whisperer brought to us by? I love this.
Flight Centre all this week, teaming up with Kennedy Malloy, and $1,000 Flight Centre gift card to give away if you work out what the song is from the Song Whisperer, flightcentre.com.au.
Now, that's very interesting because Flight Centre will be under the pump and a lot of other travel agents, and that's why we want to support them, because it's not going to last forever this time, so just get set and think about somewhere you'd really like to go.
Think about when we get through this and we all pull through this and we get the other side, how good life's going to be.
Gonna
be great, we're going to get the other end.
We're like coming out. Ourselves sick.
But do you know what it's going to be? It's going to be like being in the opening number of a musical. People are going to be skipping down the streets. Good morning. Good morning. I'm going to be kissing random people.
It'll be like the end of the war.
It'll be fantastic. So come on, there will be light at the end of the tunnel.
There will be everyone.
If we do everything right now, okay, Song Whisperer, for $1,000 from our good friends at Flight Centre, give me the synopsis. This better be upbeat.
Yes.
All right, here we go. This song is about dealing with your problems and issues directly. It's about staying positive and knowing that you alone can conquer the problems of your present and overcome the disappointments of the past by taking immediate and direct action. Dominate your difficulties through violent action.
Ooh. Oh. Take immediate action.
Take control of your life.
Head on.
Dominate your difficulties. It's a violent action.
It is a violent action.
Very interesting.
Dave, you got to have a guess.
Is it...
You got no...
Is it the gambler?
No, Dave.
Oh, okay.
No, I can tell you, though, that the gambler is one man's cross-country train journey with a grizzled old alcoholic hunter who shares lessons he's learned over a lifetime of risk-taking.
Oh, jeez. Well, that's a whisperer. Stuck at the top of his head.
And he drank his whiskey, too.
He sure did.
That was terrible.
You know, the only thing I learned about cards is Dead Man's Hand. Have you heard about that?
No.
Dead Man's Hand.
That's the hand that was Wyatt Earp.
Wyatt Earp was the sheriff. Don't you know anything?
No,
Long John Silver. Oh, no, he was a pirate.
Oh, for God's sakes.
No, he was a famous baddie in the Westerns.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And he used to sit with his back. You always sit with your back to the wall so you can see who's coming in the door. And when they came in and killed him and they turned his hand over, that was the hand he had. Anyway, it's all in my
book. Dead man's hand. So interesting. Will that be on the app, the 43 Steps app, as a bonus?
Every aspect of that story was wrong. Okay. Wild Bill Hickok. Good storytelling.
All right, if you do know what the song is, 133353, and as we mentioned before, Flight Centre come through with a $1,000 gift card for you right now, so we'll take your calls. Then Adam Rosenbach to join us in the second hour. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, the show must go on, and we're going to take a look at some of the stuff that's making us laugh at the moment. There is a celebrity edition of Apocalypse Watch coming up.
That's
I should
true.
Point that out. And you've What's got a special. You found some celebrities singing, Jane?
Well, singing is sort of, you know, not to be bandied around loosely as a term, but yep. there have been some celebrities singing. It involves Liam Gallagher, the great yep. Neil Diamond, and let's just say Madonna, pretty much off her chops. Well, that's how she sounds, in my humble opinion.
We cannot wait. Also, the song Whisperer is up and about. Mm. He's thrown a cat amongst the pigeons, a hand grenade
sure
into the
has.
Room. People are all over the shop. We'll see if they can get to this. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. But let's start at the top with this bloke.
Last time Adam Rosenbach was in, we were considering lockdown supply options.
I prefer Costco. I'd like a 200-litre drum of mayonnaise. Even Aldi are restricting the amount of speedboats you can buy.
Is that a good Aldi joke? I don't know.
Because yeah, they sell Aldi. Stuff that you can't find anywhere
I told
else.
You.
Oh, thanks for filling
You're
me
welcome.
In.
We welcome back to the show, Adam Rosenbach.
Hey, I was at Aldi on the weekend, Adam. How about you?
I'm not an Aldi person, Jane, but I've been heading into the supermarket. Still no toilet paper.
Really?
You know what? I went to three really? Supermarkets last week, and
yeah.
the third one I went to, there was no toilet paper on the rack, and I was just about to walk up, and this bloke came up like really quietly and just goes, "Mate, there's a truck out the back. I reckon they're going to bring some out in a minute." We stood there like a pack of hobos for about 10 minutes before they brought the toilet paper out.
Oh, so you got it fresh off yeah. the truck.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Prohibition. People are about to knock over the trucks as they come into town and steal the toilet paper.
It's a bit like that, isn't it?
Yes,
how
indeed.
How are you coping in isolation?
Oh, not too bad. I spent the day at Bondi Beach, so that was fun. feeling pretty relaxed, so going all right at the moment.
Yeah, why not? That sounds like you. Exactly. And as a Carlton supporter, you'll need a fair bit of toilet paper. Well, you would have if the season had have continued. What's your plans? What are you doing? How are you dealing with all this?
Well, you know, Carlton are going to be winless till June for the moment, so business as usual for us. things are okay. But you know what? I'm going to start living my life like Ozzy Osbourne did, right? Now, you might think that's a bit of a weird okay. thing to do, but this is a man who bit the head off a bat, and he was totally fine.
Yes.
And so some people have bat soup, and all of a sudden it's going around the world. Ozzy can do it. I just think, you know, if I have the same amount of cocaine and sniff up a line of ants like he did, I'll be fine.
All right, don't do that if you're self-isolating, by the way.
No, careful.
It's not an instructional guide. It was good for Ozzy, but look at him now. He's a bit shaky, isn't he?
He's a little bit shaky. I will give you that. Now, I heard you guys saying before that gyms are shut, and I know, Mick, you're amused by that, but I just saw before on Twitter that someone said that people are actually out panic buying gym equipment.
What?
Oh, my God.
Well, that's going to stay under the bed like all my gym equipment
that's
did.
That's a sign of the apocalypse. In fact, for most people who are members of a gym, hearing that your gym was closed down would be news to them because I can't think of a bigger waste of money in modern history than a gym membership. They must laugh when you come in and you do a lap around. You say, "Oh, this looks good. Yes, I'd like a 6 months membership." They must be going, "Here
well,
he comes. We'll see him twice."
People like you.
What's that?
That's where they make all their money, is people like you who just sign up and never go. Yeah, exactly. That's where all the cash is.
I
get concerned, like with the coronavirus, of all the symptoms that you kind of, you know, everything that you read, every scratch in my throat, I think, have I got it? You know, my eyeballs were bleeding before. I'm thinking, is this part of it? You just never know.
That's right. They are very specific, like Ebola. You know when you start bleeding
exactly.
through your skin.
exactly.
Pretty sure that's Ebola. Yeah. Hey, have you been following the NRL? Have they closed down yet or not?
Look, they're still going ahead. My favourite story over the last 24 hours was the fact that they wanted to move all the teams to a town, a city just outside of Gladstone in Queensland, which was just going to be the best, so they'd all be locked down in this one town, and that way, you know, the coronavirus wouldn't get in. And I'm just sort of, I'm very glad that they've you closed high schools for the moment, because
oh, Rosie, have you got the bone?
You've
been very, very loose today.
You know what?
Crazy, you think?
Rosie, I was going to ask you, what do you do in the world of dating? Because yeah, I've read conflicting reports.
Don't answer
reports.
That. I know his answer, and you're not going to
really?
Like it.
Hand
sanitizer, please.
Yeah, but brothels. I'm not saying that you go to a brothel, but I'm saying not you. I'm saying what happens when you want to get close and personal with someone? Well, you just can't. Twitter's, you know.
Yeah, I saw that someone had a FaceTime first date. Like, they'd been chatting on one of the apps and they just had their first date over FaceTime. And that's too risky. You got to put pants on for that. I haven't got time for that kind of stuff.
Hang on.
All right. Hey, mate, thanks for checking in. So you're self-isolated at home. Are you happy? You got everything you need?
Look,
can
it's
I do
okay.
Anything?
I've worked from home today and HR, I've already got in trouble with HR in the workplace, so that hasn't been great. But can you put Pornhub into your stimulus package, please?
Well, we better ask the minister when we get back to him, when he gets out of the house.
And I say, what a world we live in. Adam Rosenbach's today, and we had our first ever phone, computer meeting link up for Front Bar.
Yeah.
And of course, Adam's one of our two great writers on that program. And we had to do it all sitting at home with the Brady Bunch style squares up on the box. And I have to say, it kind of takes the fun out of it.
Sitting
around a table and banging on and watching videos and all that, so. But anyway, the show must go on, as will the Front Bar this week, we've been told. Apparently it's an essential service.
Good news.
Right,
yeah.
You are an essential
Can't
service,
wait.
That's for sure.
Can't wait. Good on you, mate.
Good luck,
thanks,
Rosie.
For your
Do you
call.
Need any chicken soup or anything?
No, I've got bad soup here. I'm fine.
You good? Yeah. All right.
We'll leave it at the front door. Coming up, Apocalypse Watch Celebrity Edition.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You can keep in touch with the show. We're on all the socials. We're on Instagram at Kennedy Malloy, Facebook as well, Twitter at Kennedy Malloy. So keep in touch with all the socials.
And call us, 133353. We're going to take calls from anywhere in the country.
Yeah,
want
to
hear how you're coping, what you're doing. Yeah. Jane, you've had a bit of spare time on your hands. What have you been up to?
Yeah, sure. You know what I keep forgetting about? I always do this, but I want to reiterate, you've got to keep washing your hands and it's not a joke.
Yeah.
I have got so many bits of soap and pumps and everything around my house to completely remind people to do it. Well, celebrities are reminding us.
Okay, fire away.
One of those celebrities is Liam Gallagher. And he's doing, you know, we have hand washing songs.
Right.
I think it's very, he almost does it quite, everything he does is a little bit aggressive.
Yes.
But let's just have a listen to Liam and his hand
washing song. Today's going to be the day that they're going to fall back to you. By now you should have somehow realised what you got to do. Wash your hands, scrub your toes, scratch your ass and pick your nose. Come on, you know.
There's good acoustics
a little bit
in
urgent.
That bathroom too.
Bad,
very
yeah.
good acoustics. This wasn't done in a bathroom. It was done fireside next to a golden retriever. This is
good
one
Lord.
Guy who I absolutely love, and I know you're a fan too, of the great Neil Diamond.
Good Lord.
Here he is.
Was in the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come?
Come on, Neil, get into it.
Let's get into it.
There we go.
Hands, washing hands, reaching out. Don't touch me.
Don't touch me.
I won't touch you.
Yeah, good
everybody.
Sweet Caroline.
Oh, thank you, Neil. There you go. So he was doing the washing
great.
Song, which
that's
I
good.
Love all that too. Now, other people have been getting online because they're bored and they just thought they'd share with you some of the things they're doing, seeing. Now, Andy Lee is someone who's working with you on the Front Bar at the moment, and we, of course, know Andy Lee very well. He and his brother Cam, well, Cam's in a band. They've been in bands together. They decided to do a bit of a powder finger cover.
Oh.
Do you want to hear Andy Lee singing for real, playing guitar and having a sing? Let's have a listen.
Good.
Yeah, well, the good guitar bit is from his brother Cam, right. who's playing one.
His brother is way more talented. I'm just saying, I'm just going to put it out there.
Is this like a daddo situation or something?
And hotter, too. He's like
and hotter, yeah.
Oh, man. Right. He's back all right, well, he's away.
Have we got time for another kooky
yes,
one?
Yes, please. Can I ask you for one? Yeah. Now, you told me you had this and I haven't heard this, but I've been concerned, you know, about our friend Sam Neill. Did you tell me that he's now taken to musical?
Well, yes, bits? He's been a ukulele player for many years. And
has
he's
he?
Just, yes, and he just is committed in self-isolation to entertaining everybody around the world. He has
and
a
he's
little
doing a good
bit.
Hash he's, bizarre job.
He's doing a great job. Let's have a little listen to Sam.
Sing a song of long ago when things could grow and days flow quietly. The air was clean and you could see, and folks were nice to you.
Oh, okay, that's lovely. It was a very sweet, melancholy song. We go from the sublime to the sublime or ridiculous, and Madonna. Now, I don't know what's going on. She's put out a few things since the lockdown, and she's in self-isolation. Here's her take on her great song, Vogue. For some reason, she's calling it fried fish. Have a listen.
Come on, go. Let's go eat some fried fish. Fried fish. Because there's no more pasta. Oh, no. So we're going to eat some fried fish. Fried fish. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. What's that is from Madonna.
Almost time for the seniors circuit. does rock and roll have a seniors circuit? Because I think
she's also done something in a bath, and I'll save you that. But anyway, stand by. I think it's time. Speaking of music, is the Song Whisperer coming up soon?
Yes, right after this. Yes. Don't there go anywhere. Go. Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
With Jay. Song
Whisperer. Alrighty, big fella, give us the synopsis again, please.
This song is about dealing with your problems and issues directly. It's about staying positive and knowing that you alone can conquer the problems of your present and overcome the disappointments of the past by taking immediate and direct action. Dominate your difficulties through violence.
Hey.
Can I have a go?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Is it Liam Gallagher's hand washing song?
And son to his brother, yes.
Wow. No, anyone else? Jane, did you have a guess? I don't know if you had a guess. I think you got off scot-free.
Well, through violent action, I thought, we're not going to take it. Is that how's the song? We're not going to take it. Yeah.
Not bad. Let's check in with Matt.
It.
I think that was Matt's song. Matt, are you there?
Yeah, Janie's just ripped me off.
Oh, I'm sorry, mate.
Well,
but if
I'll
you win, you get the prize.
Yeah.
No, it's $500 each.
Oh, that's what's going to happen. Okay.
I'd love a case of Brick Lane.
Okay.
You've got a case of Brick Lane. What do you want, the pale ale or the lager? You're going to have the lager.
Thank you.
We can have one of each. I'll tell you what, that's what I'll do.
What
you can
guy.
Have one of each. And let me find out if we're still brewing it, because it could be a collector's item.
And let's find out if the song's
could be right.
Or
song
not.
Yeah, you don't have to split it with Gene. It's not correct.
Well, it was all moot in the end, wasn't it?
Yes.
I tell you what, give Matt something. Let's give him one of our pride.
Well, he's got two cases of Brick Lane. He's doing all right.
All right, he's got enough. All right, Dave.
Oh,
geez.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. You are stingy, Dave. I know we joke about it.
He's doing all
right. Let's go to Susan. Susan, if you've heard all the clues, you heard the synopsis, what are you thinking?
First off, I'm going to say today's my birthday, just so you know. I turned 67. Win this would be amazing. Wow. And my guess is Pat Benatar, hit me with your best shot.
Hit me with your best shot.
Wow, that is
good song. That's my karaoke song.
Dominate your difficulties through violent action. Hit me with your best shot.
Yeah. I know what you're saying, bring it on, but it's not Pat Benatar.
Yeah. Oh, it's not.
But happy birthday, Susan.
How old did you say you were, Susan?
57. And do you know, Mickey, you've been my crush for so many years when I was younger.
I tell you what, Susan, if I wasn't self-isolated right now, you'd be in a lot of trouble. Let's give her a stimulus package.
All right.
Me? No.
We will sort you out.
You got a stimulus package.
Wonderful
we'll sort you out.
Prize,
good on you, Susan. Don't rule me out.
Hey, let's go to Gary. You're in Picton. We love Picton. Hey, we know Picton well. We got cows.
Why does that
Picton
name ring a bell? We've got cows.
Malloy,
yeah.
Cows
in Kennedy
Picton.
And Malloy.
How you doing, Gary?
I'm going well, and yourselves?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks. Now.
Remember that was the good old days when it was just your average farmers in trouble?
That's right.
Not like a global pandemic.
I wonder what's happening to Kennedy Malloy. I might get Malloy and eat him.
Mm.
All right, here we go.
Dairy cows.
Whatever.
Be well fed at the second. It's nice and green down this way. So
beautiful.
Well, that's good news.
Good. Well, we'll
Gary,
check in soon.
Song.
Yeah.
All right, Queen. We will rock you.
Good guess. Yeah. Gee, I'm so...
staying positive.
I can't believe how smart our listeners are. Every one of these is a good, considered guess.
It's good to hear a bit of the songs, too.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Is that right?
It is good, but it's not correct.
Sorry.
All right, Scotty. Scotty boy, what do you got, buddy?
Fight for your right to party, Beastie Boy.
Okay.
You got to fight for your right to party.
What a song. They'll be listening to this at spring break as we speak.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Dealing with your problems and issues directly. They couldn't get more direct than that song, Whisperer.
Yeah, you're fighting, yep. But it's not right.
Oh.
I know.
Philip.
Scotty.
Philip, what are you thinking?
G'day, Mickey. G'day, Jane. Love the show.
Yes.
Whip It by Devo.
Whip It by Devo.
Now whip it into shape. Shape it up. Get straight. Go forward. Move ahead. Try to detect it. It's not too late.
Into my frame. It's one out. It's a bit out there. I would have thought it's a bit obscure and obtruse for the Song Whisperer's puny mind. It usually gets locked into a certain train of thought. You know what I mean?
Devo was the original life coach. And right. It's correct.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
Philip.
I take it all back.
Life coach, dominate your difficulties through violent action. You've got to whip it good.
Mm.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that for the first time. Do you know the first concert I ever saw was Devo?
No way.
And it was at Festival Hall in Melbourne, and we came out and they were on tour, and they started off by playing just videos in front of the stage,
yeah,
which was blocked off with a curtain.
Mm.
And at first everyone was really excited. Then after about the seventh video, it was all getting a bit restless, going, where are they? What are they doing? And then all of a sudden, this massive boom, 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 boom started. The curtains go up to reveal two Roman columns, and on stage, the three of them on the treadmills working in the coal mine.
Oh, how good.
We went absolutely bonkers. It was incredible.
Well done.
So,
hey, what does
Philip
win, Mickey? What does he win?
It's $1,000, Dave. Am
yeah,
I right?
Yeah, that's got it, Philip. You got $1,000 thanks to Flight Centre.
Wow.
Hey, listen, guys, I'm doing okay. Would you mind if this was passed on to the bushfire appeal? Because
sure.
I think those guys have been lost.
Good man, Philip. We'll do that.
We will sort that out.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Philip from Picton, by the way, he's donated $1,000 to the bushfire relief fund, which we're going to give
so
thanks to
important.
Flight Centre. Yeah, it's nuts.
Because we're up to our necks in coronavirus, and we're just.
And I liked what he said. He said, "There's a lot of people out. I'm going okay.
Mm.
There's a lot of people out there doing worse than me. Hey,
good on you.
How about that for attitude?
I love hearing that.
People from better that from you, Dave.
What do you mean? I am running the board here. You're at your place. You're at your place. I'm trying to keep the show together here.
I know you're a tight ass. You're not a team player, are you?
I handed out prizes left, right, and centre.
It's not a bad time to remind everybody around the country that we are all in different
studios,
including JR producer. So we're all not in the same studio at the same time. So if you know, it's a bit shady.
Yes.
Probably also important, you know, I'm wearing a bathrobe and smoking a cigar.
Yeah.
And
you're
he really
too
is.
Both things I wasn't allowed
some pants
to do
on.
In the studio. Never.
Put some underpants on at least.
Speaking of sexy action, it's kind of where we've drifted into. Wayne from where are you calling from, Wayne?
Bathurst.
Oh, awesome.
Bathurst, oh my God. I hope that race goes ahead. I can't think of many truly iconic cultural things. Well, actually, if you're in self-isolation, as long as they run it, I'm happy to be isolated for Bathurst weekend.
What do you mean?
I usually am anyway. It's
on the couch.
It's October, isn't it?
That's right. What do you want to add, Wayne?
Yeah, Mickey, I figured all this self-isolation and all this home and that sort of thing, and with the Dangerous Dave bed thing, the digger-digger-dig, he said there'll be like a baby boom in 9 or 10 months.
Oh,
so,
wow.
In nine or ten months,
there's going to be heaps of babies, and they won't be getting...
That's what you're talking about, aren't you?
Corona babies.
And they won't be Gen X or Gen Y. It'll be the coronials.
So, Wayne, what you're saying is actually true, and yes. A few people have predicted this, that in 9 months and thereon, there'll be corona babies because we're locked down, there's nothing to do, we eventually get bored of Netflix. What are you going to do? Get involved. Well, and the coronials, I feel, would be a great name for said babies. Well done. A stimulus package coming your way. What are we going to give them, Dave?
Well, it's your choice, Wayne. So you go Uber Eats, you can have KO with your sport, you can get Netflix as well. Yeah, it's totally up to you, mate. We'll sort something out off air.
We'll sort something out off air.
Yeah.
No worries. That'd be great.
All right, you get the idea. 133353. You can call us about anything. You know what I saw? This is a good news story.
Yeah.
I saw this story, I think it's from Sydney, and a guy who was self-isolated, couldn't walk his dog, and we should put a link to this, but
yeah.
He's found a way to walk the dog, and he's got a drone attached to a lead, which is attached to the dog,
which is leading
the dog down the street and playing music at the same time.
Well, all that's ingenious.
You've got something to add, 133353. It's Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
All right, and if you, like us, are bored, sitting at home, self-isolating, looking for things to do, you can call us and share your ideas with a grateful nation. Brett's on the line. What are you doing, Brett?
Hey, guy, mate, I'm bottling beer this afternoon.
Good for you. That's an essential service.
Yeah.
That's an essential service, I consider. And that's great, mate. How many are you bottled?
30 today, 30 out of a brew. I'll have to put another one down, I think.
Now, when you say you're bottling them, you're not unbottling them and drinking, right?
No, I'm filling them up at the moment. The drink, it might be empty some later, but I'm filling them up at the moment.
Are you new to brewing, Brett?
Oh, I've been doing it a while, so, yeah.
What's your favourite brew?
Yeah.
Are you a lager man?
Cooper's Lager's pretty good, and we're doing a Brigalow ginger beer. That's really nice.
Jeez.
Ginger beer?
Alcoholic,
you should have a shop, Brett.
That sounds good.
No, just go to Big W and buy it there. $15 a can, put some sugar with it, and, you know, a couple of weeks later, you got alcoholic drinks.
Well done.
That sounds like someone's been panic buying.
No.
All right, Brett.
Good on you, Brett. I like the way you roll.
Yeah.
Good bloke.
All right. Hey, should we go to Jared?
Yes.
Yeah,
Jared, you've got a question. What's your question, mate?
Yeah, question is, now that the footy season's over and all the junior football games and that have been cancelled, could you get a group of mates together, you know, all the boys that aren't playing footy this year, could you physically go down to your club, do a kick-to-kick, you know, to keep your fitness up because gyms are closed and all those sorts of things? Could you do a kick-to-kick handball, do your social distancing, keep your fitness up, wash your hands, do all that sort of stuff? Could you still legally do that?
There's a lot of ball handling involved, isn't there?
Can I say this? Kick to kick, traditionally for me, involves one of your mates trying to do a hanger on your head.
That's right.
Now, that's not social distancing. In fact, it's the opposite. You can do a kick to kick if it was one to one.
Yeah.
You were wearing gloves.
Yes.
And your hands sanitised the ball.
That's right.
And you destroyed it afterwards. And then you wore radioactive clothing.
It doesn't
but
sound so much fun.
You're not prepared to do that?
Mm. Yeah, it's
I
a
don't
dilemma,
know. Jared. Where are you calling from, Jared?
Calling from Narangbar in Queensland. Go the mighty Narangbar Crows.
Narangbar, surely there's... What, now, if you're allowed out in Narangbar for the day, what would you do?
What would I do for the day?
Yeah.
Go for a walk with my wife.
What would we do if we were there? What'd you say to Jane and Mick? Come over. We're going to go out for the day. This is what we'll do.
Go fishing.
Oh, beautiful.
Go catch some barra.
Good idea. All right. Hey, I think we've got to go. I think we've got to wind this up. Sorry we didn't get to our other calls. There's a good one from James. We'll take him in the last break.
All right, you bet. Right after this. Don't go anywhere. More to come with Jane and Mick.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Almost done for the day, Jane Kennedy.
He's got a good hand-washing song, The Killers. James is on the line. James, just quickly, what did you want to add?
Furthermore to Wayne, 13 and a bit years, those coronials will become the quarantines.
Quarantines.
So very nice, James. Let's give him a pack.
Give him a prime. Give him a stimulus package, Dave.
All right. Well, it's your choice. A KO, a Netflix, Uber Eats, to the value of $100. It's on its way.
Good
so
on you, mate.
Well done. Well hey, done. We're here thanks to Lucre of Super, by the way. So Kennedy
yes,
Malloy.
Yes, Lucre.
Yeah. Still, well, this is important time.
It is an important time, and well done, Lucre. Get involved. Go to Lucre Super. The PDS is lucrf.com.au and work through it. You hear what we have to say. We're impressed with this bunch. We think the one-stop shop when it comes to financial advice, and have you ever needed it more in your life than right now? It's just a great way to illustrate how important their work is and how eventually and down the track you'll have peace of mind once we get through this horrific period. And
another bonus, they'll find your super for you too. How good would that be of all times to find
that
super?
Now would be the time to see if you could get involved with that. Maximise your savings, minimise your tax, optimising contributions such as salary sacrifice, which is a thing you can do.
Yeah.
I think we heard today you can access your super too for people.
I believe so,
to that. I think up to the tune of $20,000 if you need a sugar hit for your own personal economy. So investigate that as well. But thank you, Lucre, for being involved, and thank you for your sage advice. Financial advice you can trust. They're an industry super fund. They're the ones you should go to first. Mark my words. Is there a press conference coming up?
I believe is. The NRL in about 20 minutes from now will be holding a press conference. So whether their season is in the balance, we're about to find out. So we'll have all the latest here. No doubt.
Also,
we've got Lee Sales on
Salesy.
Tomorrow.
Oh, well,
very interesting talk with Lee.
Perfect.
Talk to you tomorrow. Drive you home
thanks
again.
Everyone.
Kennedy Malloy.
Now that the Kennedy Malloy podcast is all done, time to think about your financial future. Let us help you make informed decisions. Lucraft Super, an industry super fund with low fees and solid success. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au.